Now time for a locker room chat. I'm here with Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Glatzik after their 34-12 road win against Riley County last week. Coach, I mean, just another incredible win. You guys go in there and get a win on the road in district play to put yourselves in position to possibly win the district this Friday. Your overall thoughts on the game this past Friday?
Yeah, just like you said, it was an obviously a good win, and hats off to Riley County for punching us in the mouth. I was happy with how our kids responded throughout the four quarter ball game.
Absolutely, you mentioned it. I mean, they in the second half they were able to get an interception on you guys, but you guys were still able to bounce back and continue to plow forward with things. I got to ask you, in terms of your guys' play calling in the second half, what were some things that you were trying to do after that the pretty solid first half?
I would say our offense was kind of struggling in the first half. So, as a coaching staff, we decided to lean on the Cooper Hike run game. And obviously, as he went on throughout the game, he ran harder and harder. And hats off to our offensive line for stepping up.
Absolutely. I mean, take a look at Hike's numbers. I mean, he had almost 40 carries in this game. Was that kind of your game plan going into it, or did you guys kind of just have to adjust because of the way that Riley County's defense was being able to counter your guys' passing game?
Our coaches met at halftime. It was a tale of two halves. Obviously, we met as a coaching staff, and we want to sustain the run game with our offensive line and to build that confidence into next week.
And talking about Cooper's performance, I mean, he had over 300 yards on the ground, four total touchdowns, including one on the receiving end as well. Is there some moments where you just kind of look back and just marvel at his performance? Because that was kind of what I was doing. I was trying to broadcast the game, but just watching him, just an unbelievable player. Is there some moments where you just see what he's doing and just have your jaw drops?
I would definitely say that as a coach, it's awesome to have him. And as a defense coach, obviously it'd be hard to tackle him because it's just like I said earlier, I think he gets better throughout the game and runs harder.
Yeah, he certainly does. We'll go and take a break and have more from Coach Glatzik in just a minute. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Glatzik, head of their matchup against Sabetha. And Coach, it's winner take all for the district title. How excited are you guys?
Yeah. Just like you said, it's a very exciting game. You know, it's our county rival, and our seniors are really excited for it, and hopefully we have a big night Friday night.
Would expect some large crowds, not just from Riley County and Sabetha fans, but just football fans in general, because this is going to be such a fantastic game, one of the best games around the state, most likely. But kind of talking about the importance of this game for your guys as kids, what are these kids kind of talking about how important this game is to them?
It's a very important game. It's obviously a Big 7 conference title on the line and the district championship on the line. So it should be a very exciting game with a big crowd and obviously a well-coached Sabetha team by Coach Michael over there.
Yeah, speaking of the Blue Jays, I mean, offensively, they've been really able to work really well in the past five games. They haven't had fewer than 35 points in a contest, and they've played three of their last four games on the road. So this is a team that is battle-tested. They are ranked. So are you guys. This is going to be a collision of two great squads. So in terms of your guys' offense going up against the Sabetha defense, I mean, they've only allowed 14 points in that five-game stretch. How are you guys going to try to get through that brick wall of Sabetha's defense?
Sabetha's playing very well and they're battle tested, but you know, we just have to stick to our keys of limit the turnovers, limit the penalties, and hopefully we can take over from there.
And Coach, one last question here for you. How are you guys going to try to set the tone early in this one?
No, that's exactly right. You know, at film session, I told the kids that you can't worry about the crowd noise. You got to play within lines, and hopefully we can do that. But it should be an exciting game and obviously a big crowd, like you said earlier.
Can't wait for it. That'll be on KNZA 103.9 FM. Coach Glatzik, best of luck on Friday.
Thank you, Jared.
Special thanks to head coach Michael Glatzik for joining us this season for a Locker Room Chat. Best of luck to the Thunder moving forward. This Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Howe Seed. More to come with Wetmore's head football coach Miles Hanselcheck in just a bit here on Locker Room Chat.